You bachelors all attend and stand, a poor maiden's friend, my sorrows to you I send, in order to let you know my passionate grief and woe, and what I do undergo. In languishing sort I lie here ready to sigh, and I the grief I sustain for want of a man there's nobody knows but I. There's my young sister Kate, she'd married, I hear of late, unto a young sprackish mate. But I, poor honest Joan, must languish and lie alone, not any regards to my moan. In sorrowful sort I cry here, ready with grief to die. What pain I endure for want of a man, there's nobody knows but I. I think I have beauty, bright young bachelors to delight. I wonder that they should alight such amorous charms as mine, and suffer me to repine. My life I shall soon resign, for languishing here I lie already that day to die. The grief I sustain for want of a man, there's nobody knows but I. I commonly do repair to every wake and fair, dressed up in my powdered hair, my beauty still to adorn, and yet I am held in scorn. Ah, would I had ne'er been born. For languishing here I lie, and ready this day to die. The grief I sustain for want of a man, there's nobody knows but I. Young Robin the miller's son, when he had my favor won, he did to another run, thus hurried me to despair, as knowing the grief and care was greater than I could bear. For languishing did I lie, I'll tell ye, dear friends, for why the grief I sustain for want of a man, there's nobody knows but I. Were husbands to be sold, and I had as much bright gold as ever my lap could hold, nay, if I had 10 times more, I'd freely part with that store. I tell you, dear friends, before I languishing thus would lie, a husband in truth I'd buy. The grief I sustain for want of a man, there's nobody knows but I. A husband I dearly like, though he be a collier black, or peddler with his pack, that travels the nation, why 'tis all one to me, she cried, I'd willingly be a bride. For languishing here I lie, nay, ready this day to die. The grief I sustain for want of a man, there's nobody knows but I. At length came lusty Mark, a country lawyer's clerk, and tickled her in the dark. He lit on the very vein, the place of her grief and pain, and caused her to laugh amain. And merrily did reply, oh, this is the death I die, what grief I endured for want of a man, there's nobody knew but I.